Crack found in foam on space shuttle. 3 July 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for news. Helsinki, Austria. A victory in the war on drugs was declared by the Drug Enforcement Agency yesterday when agents scored the largest ever seizure of crack cocaine from an orbital vehicle. Just minutes before the space shuttle Discovery was scheduled to launch, DEA and Homeland Security agents stormed the launch pad and the control center with warrants in hand. German astronaut Thomas Reiter, ostensibly aboard as a passenger bound for the International Space Station, was discovered to have smuggled 8 kilograms of premium Mexican black and an astonishing 59 kilos of crack cocaine by hollowing out his scrotum and stashing the drugs in it. Quote, "We all just thought he had a big pair, you know. I mean, some men are just, well, deformed, and we didn't want to embarrass this poor guy asking if we could x-ray his balls, you know," unquote, said NASA Administrator Michael Griffin. Reiter was flippant with resting officers, confident his drugs would never be found because he managed to flush them down the WCS, or waste control system, before being cuffed. He smiled and stuck his tongue out at reporters on his way to a squad car. Reiter was visibly shaken, however, when he was told the WCS does not eject solid matter, but stores it for later examination by NASA scientists. DEA Deputy Administrator Michael Leonhardt had this to say, quote, "We're lucky they didn't get away. I mean, if they had made it into space, it would have been weeks until the next available launch window. By that time, they could have sold all the evidence," unquote. Another option in the works, in the offices of NASA's new Coast Guard detachment. Two shuttles are being upgraded with more powerful engines to catch rogue spacecraft. Quote, "The whole thing is very hush-hush," unquote, said Marion Lanaza, Jr., a spokesman for Lockheed Martin Space Systems. Quote, "All I can say is this, we've stocked her with weapons and built her for speed," unquote. Mexican cartels have been stockpiling all manner of drugs on the International Space Station in anticipation of a boom in space tourism. What this means for the future of NASA, jokingly called the Narcotics and Space Administration by drug dealers, is still unknown. This has been Reverend Zim for On News. Thank you for listening.